omarcih pomor čebeljih družin. Kako bo letos organizirana obramba pred točo?
Listke imam zelene in prav lepo dišim.
Ovogodišnji agrarni budžet nije ne izbliza u iznosu onom koji odgovara poljoprivredi.
If you are contaminated by Monsanto's GMOs, you no longer own your seeds or plants.
Kijavo seme!
Agroprogram
Radio Student. Lep pozdrav, torej smo v oddaji Kilovo seme, oddaji o vrtičkanju, agropolitiki, okolju in pa skvotiranju.
Danes bomo najprej slišali nekaj kilavih novic in sicer o pridelavi alg, volkovih opraševalcih in pa o tem, da morda v prihodnje ne bomo pili več tok kave. Sledil bo intervju s tovarišico iz Open Assembly Against Energy Looting iz Jonine, ki nam bo razložila, kako dejansko potekajo načrti grške države, da bi postala energetsko središče Balkana in pa predvsem, kaj o tem misli lokalno prebivalstvo.
Ja, nadaljevali bomo pa z redno rubriko, tokrat sicer drugim delom te redne rubrike, namenjeno predstavitvi žit. Rubrika se imenuje Od zrna do zrna, tokrat predstavljamo dvozrnice. Tako da potem pa za konec še nekaj napovedi. Zadruga Urbana organizira zanimiv dogodek naslednji teden. Malo bomo tudi ošvrknili, kaj se dogaja glede roga. Približuje se namreč 19. prvi dan, ko je Janković nasilno in s podporo mafije, policije, države izpraznil avtonomno tovarno rok. Tako da, evo, ampak začnimo najprej z novicami, ne?
Što sa zelenim odpadom?
Ja kompostiram.
Tira
pa tudi kilavo seme.
Kilave novice.
Alge so novi tofu.
Obsežnejša pridelava morskih alg se je najprej razvila na Kitajskem in v Koreji. Hitro pa se razvija tudi v ZDA. Tam si ena izmed pionirskih iniciativ, ki se ukvarja s pridelavo alg na odprtem morju ob kalifornijski obali, prizadeva za obsežno proizvodnjo alg, ki bi lahko nadomestila naftne surovine pri pridelavi živalske krme, gnojil, plastike in kozmetike ter s tem zmanjšala emisije ogljikovega dioksida.
Kljub potencijalu se industrijska pridelava morskih alg v ZDA sooča z mnogimi izzivi. Po eni strani jo zavira pomankanje stabilnega financiranja in jasnih smernic, po drugi strani pa se spopada z vprašanjem dejanske trajnosti pridelovanja. Obsežnejša pridelava morskih alg bi namreč ogrozila naravne gozdove alg in morske ekosisteme.
Po začetnem obdobju cvetenja te kmetijske panoge, ki je vrhunec financiranja dosegla leta 2022, so vlagatelji postali previdnejši. Prid razvoja industrije se postopoma vzpostavljajo predlogi regulacij, ki bi pomagali usmeriti rast industrije in jo naredili sprejemljivejšo za okolje in lokalne skupnosti. Zato mnogi upajo, da se bo industrija morskih alg razvila na podoben način kot industrija tofuja oziroma kot druge podobne industrije v preteklosti in da bo s tem uveljavila pridelavo hrane pod vodo.
Etiopski volkovi kot opraševalci.
Etiopski volk živi izključno v višavjih Etiopije in je danes najredkejša vrsta mesojedca v Afriki z manj kot 500 preživelimi osebki. Ekipa znanstvenikov v okviru programa za ohranjanje etiopskih volkov je ugotovila, da se volkovi za svojo vrsto v določenem obdobju leta obnašajo nenavadno. Od junija do novembra namreč zacvetijo rastline, znane kot etiopski rdeči poker, ki s svojimi ognjenimi cvetovi, polnimi nektarja, ne privabljajo le ptic in insektov, ampak se na njih pasejo tudi volkovi. Ližejo cvetove, pri čemer se njihov gobček posipa s cvetnim prahom.
Znanstveniki so ugotovili, da volkovi preživijo precej časa v iskanju nektarja in pri tem prenašajo cvetni prah med rožami. Čeprav je hranjenje z nektarjem verjetno premajhen vir energije za preživetje, volkovom predstavlja poživilo ali sledico po obroku. Njihovo vedenje pod vprašaj postavlja uveljavljena prepričanja o vlogi mesojedcev v ekosistemih in odpira vrata za odkrivanje novih primerov nenavadnih interakcij med rastlinami in živalmi.
Na mesto kave bomo pili regrat, divko, cikorijo ali želot.
Zaradi dolgotrajnih suš v Braziliji in Vietnamu so cene kave v zadnjih desetletjih dosegle najvišje ravni. Požari in krčenje pragozdov v Amazoniji so situacijo še poslabšali, saj otežujejo absorpcijo padavin, kar vodi v dezertifikacijo in zmanjšanje pridelkov.
Kava naj bi najbolje uspevala v tropskih vlažnih okoljih z bogato prstjo in temperaturami, ki se gibljajo med 18 in 22 stopinjami Celzija. Zato strokovnjaki predvidevajo, da se bodo do leta 2050 površine, primerne za pridelavo kave v Srednji Ameriki, zmanjšale za 38 do 89 odstotkov.
Podnebne spremembe z naraščajočimi temperaturami in zmanjšanjem padavin ogrožajo prihodnost kmetijstva v tropskih območjih, kar bo vplivalo na cene kave v prihodnosti. V odziv na te spremembe velike korporacije že razpravljajo o zvišanju cen in zmanjšanju količine kavnih izdelkov. Najtežji izzivi, ki jih pridelava kave prestaja, pa bodo, kot ponavadi, padli na majhne pridelovalce.
Πάνω στα βουνά δεν χωράνε μαγαζιά, δεν χωράνε εταιρείες. Γιατί αν χωράνε πουλές, δεν πετάνε τα πουλιά. Δεν κυλάνε τα νερά, δεν γραφώνται ιστορίες. Hey, ψηλά μου βουνά, κλαίω πάνω απ' τη ράχη σας απόψε σιωπηλά. Ήρθαν στο χωριό αφεντικά και αρπακτικά. Ματώσανε το χώμα σας και φύτρωσαν λεφτά. Σαπάσαν τα κλαρίνα, το μάθαν στην Αθήνα. Βγήκαν στον δρόμο να φωνάξουν γυναίκες παιδιά. Νερό στο μάτι απ' τα ού τον καταράχτη. Διπλά οι μπάτσι να βαράνε τυφλά. Τώρα μετανιώνω που σου τα έγραφα. Και δεν σε πήγα για να σου τα δείξω τα έγραφα. Τους δρόμους που άνοιξαν κάποτε οι αντάρτες. Τους κλείνει το κεφάλαιο τώρα και οι δημοκράτες. Είπε ο υπουργός του τριημέρου εντός. Και αληχτά του ξηρομέρου αητός. Θα έρθουν με περιπολικά να φέρουνε ολικά. Να καταστρέψουν τις κορφές ολικά. Κι είναι ο πόνος μου αβάσταχτος σαν πέτρα από τη γιώνα. Αν έχω κάτι να δώσω είναι αγώνα. Όσα έχω να μου πάρουν είναι πολλά. Αν έχω κάτι να δώσω είναι αγώνα. Πόνος μου αβάσταχτος σαν πέτρα από τη γιώνα. Αν έχω κάτι να δώσω είναι αγώνα. Όσα έχω να μου πάρουν είναι πολλά. Αν έχω κάτι να δώσω είναι αγώνα. Hey, πάνω στα βουνά δεν χωράν μαγαζιά, δεν χωράν εταιρείες. Γιατί αν χωράνε πουλές, δεν πετάν τα πουλιά. Δεν κυλάν τα νερά, δεν γραφώνται ιστορίες. Πάνω στα βουνά δεν χωράν μαγαζιά, δεν χωράν εταιρείες. Γιατί αν χωράνε πουλές, δεν πετάν τα πουλιά. Δεν κυλάν τα νερά, δεν γραφώνται ιστορίες. Αν έχω κάτι να δώσω είναι... Με αγώνα. Αν έχω κάτι να δώσω είναι αγώνα.
Γνωρίμα ουέτερ.
Energetsko plenjenje v Grčiji.
V tokratni oddaji Kilavega semena gostimo tovarišico iz inicijative Open Assembly Against Energy Looting iz Ioannine v Grčiji. Ta se je oblikovala v zadnjem desetletju proti ekstraktivističnim projektom države in podjetij, ki se dogajajo v regiji. Energetski projekti so se v zadnjih letih okrepili, še posebej po začetku vojne v Ukrajini. V številnih državah jih oblasti upravičujejo z nujo po zeleni tranziciji, čeprav gre za invazivne in okolju škodljive projekte. V pogovoru pa nas je zanimala tudi povezava med vojno in ekstraktivizmom. Za začetek smo sogovornico prosili, naj nam razloži zgodovinski pregled ekstraktivizma v Grčiji in politični kontekst, v katerem se ta odvija.
The centrality of extractivation in Greece appeared during the dictatorship. It's at this moment that we realized that it is very central in the strategic plan of Greek state. It's during this period that they give the first permission for extractivating oil. In the sea, in the northeast area of Aegean. And this story goes until today, an important period that it really took a lot of place in public discussions. It was during the crisis at 2010, as recourse the structural adjustment programs of IMF. We have this plan about extracting hydrocarbons, meaning gas, oil, and whatever existing under the ground, as a solution to have a quick shift of out of memorandum and to heal the Greek economy. So since then, there's a lot of public discussion and a lot of state propaganda about the necessity. And then in 2014, we have international contests. Greece is separated in different lots. And during this period, there was the concession agreement between Greek state and a company in order to exploit the plot in our area. This period, there was a government of collaboration because we were during crisis. But then after, with the first time left government in Greece, with Syriza government, we see the same motive continues.
Po letu 2017 je država začela raziskovati območje, vendar se je realizacija načrtov zaustavila zaradi padca cen fosilnih goriv, pozivov k zeleni tranziciji in koronavirusa. Ponovno je država obudila načrte po začetku vojne v Ukrajini. Sogovornico smo povprašali, kaj se je dogajalo v zadnjih dveh letih.
So with the beginning of the war, And the increase of the prices again, a Greek government announces six new extractivation projects in six different areas. The five of them are in the sea, and the one is in the dry land, and is in our case. So now we are at the moment that they should start the second stage of their process, which is to make an exploratory drilling in this area.
Glede na to, da je sogovornica aktivna v specifičnem boju proti ekstraktivizmom v okolici Ioannine, nas je zanimalo, kako so lokalni prebivalci sploh izvedeli za načrte vlade.
We had some announcements from the government that mentioned the whole region, which is a huge area, but we didn't really have specific information, neither for the plan, neither for the specific area that they would operate. So during the geophysical surveys, we were in connection with people living to this area, and every time we were trying to find out where they are operating, and the easiest way to find them was following their helicopter's orbit. It was difficult to find information. They are supposed to have finished with the local consultation, which happened through internet, through a process that was mainly closed, that because people from the local society were not informed about it, and only people with technical knowledge upon this issue could participate. So it was a process that was really closed and didn't include in any way the local society. Includes the more explicit information upon the project is concession contract that was signed during 2014 that was published in the government gazette. So most of the information took from there. And then there was a lot of effort to find information from people that were in solidarity with the movement, and they were in a professional position to help.
Skrivnostnost izpeljave projekta naj bi pomenila, da gre za pomemben projekt na ravni države. Zato nas je zanimalo, ali je znano, koliko energetskih potreb naj bi ta projekt dejansko pokril.
Oh, we have crazy announcements in the media from ministries and from the government that this could cover the needs of the Greece and maybe the whole Balkans, but this is not true, and it's something that will take many years, because even if the deposits, the quality of the deposits they announce are real, they say it could cover the needs for 3 years, but it would take 25 years to extractivate. So we don't really know.
Lokalni prebivalci torej dolgo niso vedeli nič o projektu. O načrtih so izvedeli šele, ko so videli helikopterje in druga vozila podjetij, oziroma ko so k njim začeli pristopati ljudje, ki so jim ponujali denar, da bi lahko na njihovih poljih uporabili opremo za seizmične raziskave. V številnih primerih pa za ta dovoljenja niso prosili, saj jim tega ni treba narediti.
There are many cases that they never even ask permission about it, because they have the right to do it without their permission. There is a specific law that for these kind of companies, as they are considered to be national interest inventions, it is the so-called hydrocarbon law that gives them the absolute right to do forced expropriations of land, ignoring legislation. So there were many cases that they didn't even ask people to use fields and their property.
S tem zakonom imajo določena podjetja zaradi tako imenovanega nacionalnega interesa poseben status in uživajo številne pravice, ki jih druga podjetja ne. Eden od privilegijev takšnih podjetij je, da jim ni treba pojasnjevati, kako uporabljajo ali prodajajo vire. Njihov davek pa je izjemno nizek, oziroma jim ni treba lokalnim skupnostim na nobeni ravni dati kaj nazaj.
Companies are not obligated to supply the state or the local population with their product. They can use it however they want. So there is not something to give back. The only thing that they are obligated to do is to pay some taxes, but this is a joke because it's taxes in a portion of 6 or 10% upon their pure profit, which, as we have seen in the past, with the specific company that is operating in the other plot, the one that was opened during the dictatorship, they can show they have their ways to show no profit, so pay nothing. And 1 year ago, they don't pay anything, although they received a subsidy to continue operating and maintain the number of workers.
Takšna podjetja tudi ne nadzoruje noben javni organ, obenem pa nimajo nobenih zavez, da počistijo onesnaženje ali plačajo kazen v primeru, da povzročijo okoljsko škodo. Po drugi strani ima grška država številne obveznosti do podjetij s takšnim statusom. Denimo, da prepriča lokalno prebivalstvo, naj sprejme njihove projekte, če tudi s pomočjo represije. Lokalni prebivalci in lokalne oblasti imajo namreč le posvetovalno vlogo, tako da nimajo končne besede glede ekstraktivističnih posegov. Na tej točki nas je tako zanimalo, kako so se lokalni prebivalci kljub tem pritiskom organizirali v Open Assembly Against Energy Looting.
So in 2017 and until 2019, when they were operating in the area, there were big demonstrations against it. There were some sabotage in the area where they were trying to put their equipment to take these measurements. There were even some attacks to the responsible for the environmental impact study. There were many interventions in local councils, in the local media about it. So it was a period that there was a lot of movement and social pressure upon the institutions. And we thought that this, in combination with all the other events, forced the one of the two companies to withdraw. But now we see that they really come back, and they come back with a really strong propaganda, talking about growth, energy autonomy, and decreasing energy prices. So at the moment, we are really striving to deconstruct all these legends they create around this issue, so as to make it easier for the people to approach again this struggle. And we also have to face this only gas purpose right now, that for many people is considered to be harmless comparing to oil.
Običajno je lokalno prebivalstvo glede tovrstnih projektov razdeljeno. Sogovornico smo vprašali, kako je s tem v Joanini.
Now that we have a specific area that they will operate, because in this division that they have organized, this is a region that is not so much of touristic interest. The regions that are highly touristic were excluded from the operation. So we see again this division in different sectors. In this area now, there are many villages that are not close to each other with a low number of population. So it's really hard to find people and coordinate. There are people that are against it and really try to inspect the whole process and be alert about what is happening. And they are in contact with our assembly. And we managed to have a really good coordination and have a big demonstration in June about this issue. But there are also people and people that participate in the local councils that are pro this project because they believe in their propaganda and also because they have their own profit. profits. And we see that somehow a colonial relationship is established in the area, because we know that the company gives a lot of money in black that nobody knows about it, but it is obvious because we see people that have a public speech to change their opinion the last years. And they also sponsor some of the activities happening in these villages that are really poor.
Poleg škodljivih posledic za okolje, kot so uničevanje prsti, seizmični premiki zaradi globokega vrtanja in onesnaževanje okolja s kemikalijami, se škodljive posledice tako kažejo tudi za samo družbo. Inicijativa, katere del je sogovornica, je artikulirala prepričljivo tezo o povezavi med ekstraktivizmom in militarizacijo družbe.
Referring to the local communities, we almost see this division. We can see it in the local fests and in the way people communicate or not communicate anymore with each other, or put pressure on each other. It's not really so obvious yet, because it's not something that has started, and no people from the area work for the company yet. But from the experience of other places that there were gold mines or other similar projects, we have this civil war atmosphere all around the area, which influenced the sentiment of the community in the place, and also the other activities people used to do together, because they're mainly agricultural activities. So some people want to continue with them and need their local community relationship to go through them. And some people want to run away from them, and they see a chance to work in the company.
Skupnosti se v takšnih primerih pogosto znajdejo v okoliščinah, ki tudi po drugih vidikih spominjajo na vojaška območja. Ekstraktivistični projekti namreč pogosto z ograjo obdajo določen kos zemlje, ki ga varujejo z različnimi represivnimi sredstvi. Se pa v tem primeru kaže še ena tesna povezava med ekstraktivizmom in militarizmom. Za konec smo sogovornico prosili, naj nam jo podrobneje predstavi.
It's clear that all the recent words derive from issues connecting to energy. So it's very important for us to make it clear that all these projects brings work closer to us. In general, Greek state has this narrative for himself about being defensive and peaceful, but this is not truth. At the moment, Greek state is participating in two wars. The one is the Ukraine war, in which Greek state went very quickly to say that we will take a part in the right part of the history by sending weapons. And the other one is the war against Palestinians, where the Greek state is supplying moral and also military support to Israeli state. But specifically in our case, we have also the specific company operating in the area, which is an Israeli interest company. It's called Energean, which is really involved in this war, because it is financed by a bank that is the main financer for a Palestinian settlement in the area. And also the same company has already two extractive areas that is operating in the region. So last year she found herself in the middle of treatment from the government of Lebanon, Hezbollah, and also Israel, because it attempted to operate in a disputable area. And we also have this information that they have immediate cooperation with an army industry company called Elbit System that is operating in the area. So we feel like the connection between war and this extractivation plan in our place, it's obvious.
We'll be right back.
Od zrna do zrna. Dvozrnice.
V prvi ediciji rubrike Od zrna do zrna smo vam predstavili eno zrnico oziroma piriko, ki skupaj z ječmenom in dvozrnico velja za bazo kultivacije žit in tudi na splošno divjih rastlin. V januarski oddaji pa nadaljujemo z dvozrnico ali emerem, žitno kulturo, ki so jo prav tako vzgajali že v obdobju neolitika na območju rodovitnega polmeseca, s pomočjo arheoloških izkopavanj in pelodnih analiz, pa se njeno izvorno območje locira na prostor današnje Palestine.
Dvozrnica, tako kot enozrnica, pšenica in še marsikatero drugo žito spada v rod triticum. Vrsta pa je v latinskem jeziku poznana tudi kot turgidum. Poznamo jo v mnogih različicah, eno kot divjo, drugo kot udomačeno dvozrnico. Poleg nje pa še vsaj sedem drugih podvrst, od katerih omenimo vsaj dve, dvozrnica durum in dvozrnica korosan, ki pa jih bomo zaradi svojih posebnosti in uporabe obravnavali v kateri od naslednjih oddaj. Divja oblika dvozrnice je nastala s hibridizacijo divje rdeče enozrnice ter še ena od trav iz družine Aegilops oziroma kozih trav in predstavlja pomemben člen v precej razvejani in zanimivi genezi žitnih trav vse do najbolj razvite in razširjene pšenice.
Dvozrnica je v današnjem kmetijstvu minorno zastopana vrsta. Gojijo jo predvsem v goratih in suhih predelih, saj je precej odporna na nizke temperature in sušo. Dobro pa raste tudi v manj rodovitni zemlji. Gojijo jo v Maroku, Španiji, Karpatskem gorovju, Albaniji, Turčiji in še kje. V Italiji skupaj z eno zrnico in piro tvori trio tako imenovanega faro žita, ki je tudi geografsko zaščiteno, predvsem kot enolončnica s kuhanim zrnem. V Armeniji pa je značilen plov, angleško pilaf, načeloma jed iz popraženega žita, kjer pa je leta nadomeščen z dvozrnico.
Dvozrnica spada med prava žita in tudi med krušna žita. Lahko se jo melje, zaradi trdega ovaja pa jo je tako kot piro in eno zrnico potrebno pred mletjem oluščiti. Vsebuje dvakrat več beljkovin kot pšenica, poleg tega pa tudi gluten, zato je manj primerna za ljudi s celikalijo. Dvozrnici pripisujejo tudi antiheperglikemične in antioksidativne učinke, zato naj bi bila zelo primerna za prehrano ljudi z diabetesom tipa 2.
What do you want? When do you want it? How do you want it?
Pašo priporočamo.
Ekola, prišli smo do zadnjega dela naše oddaje. Danes pa imamo ene par najav, tako da kar začnimo.
Jaz začnem, ok.
Recimo.
Vredo, evo, mogoče za začetek povabilo. Naslednji teden v Infoshopu poteka Infokafana v organizaciji Zadruge Urbane. Govorilo se bo o zelenem vodiku, oziroma ali je lahko zeleni vodik alternativa, energetska alternativa, oziroma zakaj to ni. Gostili bomo, oziroma gostili bodo tovršico in strokovnjakinjo iz Trsta, ki jo je gostilo tudi Kilovo seme v prejšnji oddaji, tako da če vas zanima kaj več in bi se radi pripravili na ta dogodek, lahko preposlušate prejšnjo Kilovo seme. Sicer pa, evo, naslednje napovedi v znamenju obletnice od nasilne evikcije tovarne Rok, ki se je zgodila 19.1. leta 2021. V glavnem, kar se glede tega dogaja, v mestu so se že zgodile neke intervencije, recimo zapaženo, checked.
V glavnem, no, danes pa mogoče še en malo bolj strukturiran dogodek, ali pa vsaj do neke mere, ob 8 v A-Infoshop, antiautoritarna solidarnostna kasica, ASK, vabi na odprto infokafano, kjer bo pred obletnico evikcije avtonomne tovarne Rog priložnost, da skupaj mislimo boje prihodnosti.
Seveda pa se bo dogajalo tudi v nedeljo, torej na 19.1. na dan evikcije. Ena od stvari, ki jo sigurno ni za zamuditi, bo rogoviljenje na valovih Radija Študent, ki bo trajalo vse od 11. ure pa do večera. Medtem, ko zvečer sledi zbor za Rog. V Rožni dolini se bo zbralo ob 18.30 in verjetno odkorakalo po mestu.
Torej, vabljeni k poslušanju oddaje in čim večji udeležbi pred menzo v študentskem naselju ob 6:30 zvečer. Imamo pa še mogoče dve mini stvari za pripomant.
Črn trn, Radikalna agrarna zveza jo je lansirala komunike, ki se nanaša na načrte za izgradno tržaške mestne žičnice. Link do tega komunikeja najdete pod oddajo. Lahko pa sam še omenimo, da se bo v prihodnjih dneh zgodilo letno srečanje zveze, katerega se bo udeležilo tudi uredništvo, recimo temu, katere se bo udeležil kolektiv, radijski kolektiv Kilovega semena in morda pripravimo tudi kakšen prispevek za prihodno oddajo iz tam.
Torej, poslušajte Radio Študent, mi se slišimo čez en mesec, imejte se lepo, čau bav.
Čau, čau.
Thanks to today's mechanized farming, there's more time for the family to visit in the town nearby. Time for the boys and girls to meet friends for a swim before the pool closes for the winter. Time to shop for new clothes, to look at new equipment.
Kilovo seme!
Agroprogram
Radio Student.